So my guest in the studio, as we are celebrating Women's Day, this is an International Women's Day themed Nubian Lounge. And I've been talking about the fact that we're celebrating women, we're playing music by women, we're talking about women empowerment and leadership. I have in the studio with me a guest, Nelite Zingwa Akwadio. Mm-hmm. Yes. She is an avocat à la cour in Luxembourg. Yes. With over 10 years of experience in capital markets. She advises decision makers at the intersection of investment regulation and technology, helping companies raise capital, secure sponsors and club deals, as well as protect CEOs in and out of court. She's active across Luxembourg and Africa with involvement in international legal and AI ethics communities. She is a mother of two daughters who are both pursuing higher education. The eldest is studying law and the youngest is in business school. She's supporting their journeys and it is one of her greatest sources of pride and motivation. Welcome to the studio, Nelite.
Thank you, Mbadon, to receive me today. I'm very happy to be there on your platform. And I wanted to thank you specifically for having raised this platform from the ground.
Right. Thank you so much. It's been very fulfilling work, I have to tell you. All right. We are celebrating, you know, women because it's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And it's really Women's Month, really, if you think about it, because we use all month to come up with all kinds of events, you know, to celebrate women and talk about the things that we're doing. And it's just right for me to have a woman in the studio to talk about what life is like as a woman, especially a business, you know, focused professional like you. Tell us about the challenges of being a woman and being in business.
Is it a challenge? I think for, I'm talking from an African woman standpoint.
Fine.
I think that it's very natural for African women to be in business.
Right.
It's something natural. It's, I will not put it in terms of challenge. I will put it in terms of fulfillment. Hmm. The more we do, the more we shine. So for me, it comes naturally to me that I do one thing and then I also do the other thing. And then it happened that I can do this one. So basically, I stay busy, unwanted. I'm not looking for that, but then it happens that we are able to do more things that we think we could.
Okay. The theme for this year by the United Nations is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. And earlier I was reading about the fact that there's a wide gap as far as legal rights for women is concerned in different areas of our lives, in work, in money, safety, family, property, mobility, business, and retirement. So in terms of 64% of legal rights for women, can you enlighten us about this challenge, for instance? I mean, what does that mean, legal rights for women?
I think legal rights for women would be for women to be able to know that when they are at work, for instance, they have a right, inherent right, that can make them work confidently and in a space that where they don't feel they are not protected. So in this area, they are able to, I would say, they can reach out to a lawyer if they have an issue. For instance, there is bullying on the workplace. Workspace. There are also, we don't talk about that, but there are bias. Like you are a mother, you're coming back from
maternity
leave, and then suddenly you don't have as much as work as you had before. And then you have to fight against that as well. So yes, the legal right is that you have the legal right to be treated and to receive the same treatment financially as well as a man.
As your counterparts.
Exactly.
In the other divide. You talked about earlier when we were talking, you talked about going to Ivory Coast, mm-hmm. which is where you're from.
Exactly.
For a conference, a Togo conference, yes?
Exactly.
And you spoke about lawyer, mother, leader. Mm-hmm, la mm-hmm. quadrature du cercle.
Yes, la quadrature du cercle.
Okay, you have to forgive me with my French. Tell us about that, topic, and yeah. you know, enlighten us about your thoughts on this.
Yes. So the topic was came to me very non organ. Or not, I didn't expected that I would talk on this topic.
Okay.
And this was something that God put on my. That God put on my road, I would say. It came to me unexpectedly.
Right.
I was traveling to Ivory, first to Togo, with the Conférence Internationale des Barreaux de Tradition Francophone,
okay.
which are all the lawyers that are gathered together with an association on the fact that they speak and they are traditionally from French origin,
okay.
and they speak French. So okay. they are in this association. There is French people, but there is also French for France, Belgium, Luxembourg, but also a lot of people we tend to see that speak French now are on the continent, on Africa.
Yes, yes.
So there are also a lot of the most important delegation.
Right.
Was the Congo Kinshasa.
Yes, because I was going to say the Congolese are the number one ranked French speaking country in the world.
Exactly,
actually.
Exactly. And I was so astonished to discover that. I didn't even know. But yes, if you talk about that, the most people that speak French in the world are
on the continent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting for me, and there were also ladies from or people from the Caribbean,
yeah,
and they are also talking French, yeah. some of them.
Yeah.
So so this place is very interesting because you can also cross and meet people from that are lawyers but are working on the continent, for instance,
yeah.
which is very interesting because if you are not working on the continent but you are Afro descendant, then it's an information you might want to gather as well.
Right.
So then from there, I traveled to Ivory Coast and I had to encounter always things. I think that my life is always like a film. I don't know where it's coming from.
But that's
from.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Very eventful.
Exactly, exactly. So then I wanted to attend this it was a workshop, on this workshop I met a guy that was also a lawyer, and he told me, listening to my profile, he told me, "Oh, I'm going to present you someone that because I think you have same profiles, and you're going to match with this person." So we went, and I met one of the. Of a lawyer that has established a business firm law in Abidjan, and the name is Sielka Law, and they are I think one of the most prized law firm in Ivory Coast, and they are also other law firms coming from United States, Canada, that are also going after them. So he meets me and he said, "Oh, I have something for you after having looking my resume."
Yeah.
He told me, "Oh, I think I have something for you because I have this topic I want to address in the university gathering with the young people that can tomorrow be a lawyer, and as we have our academy,
okay,
and we're going to present our 18 years I think of this academy,
okay,
come and join
and
us
do a talk." Yeah,
this is how I found myself in front of a young Ivorian people that were eager to learn about this topic of tomorrow lawyer I will become.
Mm-hmm. So what did you talk to them about? What was your talk to them about?
I approached the talk with the spirituality because tackling the mothership, the lawyer aspects, and also the leadership, you have to be very resourceful. And if I take the lawyer aspect, it's a profession where you need to be, you know how to tap in your resource, because you, let's face it, as a lawyer, you have to protect the interests of your clients.
Right.
So you have to deal with their problems. And you have to also deal with the problem that you encounter if you are independent, how you dress your business. So it's also one problem. If you are a mother, then you have to deal with the children. If they are young, you have to take very good care of them so they can be raised and be the better person they are. But if you are, they are young, they are teenage,
they're much older.
Much older, then you also have to deal with other type of issues. So you have to be present. And this is resourceful. You have to be resourceful. And this resourceful, I said, to be resourceful, you have to tap into the spirituality, which I do. And I said spirituality, but for me, it's the Bible and it's God. So this is why, this is how I approach the thing. And it was very interesting because it was in Africa, in Ivory Coast, people tend to be very spiritual. Because if you are here in Europe and you talk about spirituality, people are more like,
they're reserved about it. Yes.
Exactly. What is she talking? And I tried and they said, no, we are at work. You don't talk about that here. But you know, this is why, as African, I think that this 21st century could be very interesting, because as spiritual people, it's adding a layer where you can, a resource where you can tap into.
Mm. All right. Let's talk about balancing high level professional responsibility with motherhood and leadership. How have you navigated that? How many years have you been a lawyer?
I've been a lawyer for a very long time now, but at the beginning, I was in a bank, in an investment bank in Paris.
Okay.
So I was not going to court as I'm doing now. And I did it for 10 years, which was another work to say. And then I arrived in Luxembourg, and then I worked at the stock exchange. At this time, I was married, so I had support.
Yeah,
I think it's very important to say that it's important to have support, because if you are doing everything on your own, it's also very difficult.
Yes, it's very draining.
It's draining. So in my case, it was fragmented. This period of my life, I had a very heavy support, then I started to work in price, where I divorced, and then I say, okay, let's do things more complicated. Let me go back to school and learn to be a lawyer again.
Yeah, let me make my life more difficult.
Exactly. Okay. But I said that I wanted to do that from Paris, when I was in Paris, and then I say, okay, let's do it. So I went back to school and I took the CCDL, 2 years of internship. This is where actually I met one of a friend that we have on, a great friend of mine. And then I started to work as an independent in 2023, really.
Okay.
Like I'm paying myself.
Yeah.
Before I was working in huge law firms. Luxembourg law firms, and so I get to learn how it was, the ambience, and also the practical knowledge, how you work on the daily.
Right.
And then now I'm able to tackle all the
different aspects.
The different aspects of the law profession.
Yeah. Let's talk about, I mean, when you were talking, you mentioned the fact that you decided to challenge yourself more. Why this? And in celebrating women, because, you know, we won't miss the team because we're celebrating International Women's Month, International Women's Day. How is it that women, we seem to love to challenge ourselves over and over? Like, is there something about us women that makes us call for, I don't know what the word is, not, and I don't want to use the word stress, but we like the, it's like everything is difficult now. It's like, oh yeah, why don't I do this to make it more difficult, you know? And while I'm doing that, I will do this to also make it more difficult. What is this thing that makes us thrive in that, you know, difficult space? What is it?
You know, Embadon, while you were talking, I was thinking, I know what is it is.
What is it?
Please. It's, in French, we say uterus. It's the womb, the womb. This is a powerful tool or thing that we have.
Yes, yeah.
It's the creation. Tool. It's the creation power.
Right.
With the womb, you can create. You can create a tiny human being, and this is a power. This womb is a power, and then with this power, you'd always want to create. You have things. You say, "Oh, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that." And then, when you conceive something, you say, "I can," then it manifests, and you can. And if you put it on the hand of the creator, you say, "Oh, I'm this like this. I'm not resourceful." I say, and you read some word to say, to you it's not possible, but to him that created you, it is possible. And so, to you, everything is possible. Then everything becomes possible. So this, starting with this faculty of creation, we are made to create. So I would say the more we create, the more we exist.
The more we are alive.
Exactly.
Yes?
Exactly.
Oh. So our lives really are dependent on this thing that we embody. This is very profound, because, I mean, this is like, it's like an epiphany. While you were talking, I was like, oh my goodness, this, there's so much wisdom in what you just said.
Aww.
Which is so true. In celebrating women, moving on, we're talking about different areas of the woman's life where she does not necessarily have all the legal rights. Let's talk about finances. Mm-hmm. This is such a thing that is a big challenge for women generally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also because different societies put women at this place where they must be dependent, you know. And you talked about support when you started having children.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, even in those times, we tend to see that those things are then used by society to kind of suppress us and to keep us down.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest ways to trap women is finances.
Yes.
What is your advice?
Yes.
And what are your thoughts concerning this? And what is your advice as far as, you know, getting rights, justice and action for the woman?
Yes. This is a very interesting question. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a question that we can build on to even create like a literacy, financial literacy program. Because
right.
I think that we need that.
We do.
And
huh?
we need that from a very...
from a young age.
Exactly. For our young daughters. For instance, I try to instill in my daughters, very young, the want to be creating something for you. Create what you want, create what you want to be, and try to make your own salary. I think that everything will start with be able to make your own salary. If you can make your own salary, you will not be fired because of your hair or because of you don't do whatever person are still saying that you must do. So I think this is important to create one, not only one, but multiple source of income.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I really believe in. And to do so is to be financial literate. And you can do, it can be very simple things. You can do something where you are good at. For instance, if I take my daughter, she likes doing braids. Now she has she's saying to the friends, I'm doing that, and they come and she's starting to practice on them. So she's learning to do how to make the fix of
the
locks.
The locks.
I don't like to say dreadlocks, but the locks.
Yeah.
She know how to fix them. So she's starting to learn another thing beside school, beside a university of law.
Yeah.
She's starting to do something practical with her hand.
Right.
Because from that, next in a few times, she will be able to charge on that.
Okay. So it's really find your passion and then, you know, learn to do something with your hands.
I think so.
This is one of the ways to get freedom as far as finances is concerned.
I think so, because
build multiple streams of
exactly
income.
Because I think the more you like your side,
whatever you do,
it's the more it becomes natural and the more you want to do it. So it's better to start with something that you like and you know that you will be it will be easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, you are able to create one thing. And then by doing that, you can discover that, I'm also good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after finishing one thing, then you can build another thing. It's always good to finish one and then to build another.
Okay, let's touch on property. Property for women.
Mm-hmm.
That's another place where women do not have many legal rights.
Yes, I agree. I agree, because it's difficult. Access to property is very difficult, right?
Hmm.
Well, you have to put a lot of down payment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be supported by financially by yourself.
And we come back to this finance thing
again. Exactly, exactly. So I think right now it's very difficult to be to have property.
Mm-hmm. As a woman.
As a woman. So I think one thing we could do in this area would be to be, if we were like very, very true to ourselves, I would be community.
Hmm.
Because you can buy something, if you put a fund in a fund, for instance, if you take a fund like investment fund,
mm-hmm.
you put money from many people and then you go and invest in something. Something like this could be built to help women achieve financial property, financial means
mm-hmm.
to buy a property to buy a property together.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about safety
mm-hmm.
and the legal rights of women for safety.
I think that in safety, it's important for women to know how to defend themselves.
Hmm.
So I would say, if I can take my example, my mother told me, you should go, because my daughter, she was working when she was in school, and on the Friday, she would go to work on the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and Friday and Saturday, and she would come home alone after the restaurant, the
closes,
bar,
yes.
closes. So then my mother said, no, you should go to a place where you would do something like self-defense.
Mm.
So we went to something called Krav Maga. And it's in Luxembourg, actually it's in Bergen, and it's all about the technical art to defend yourself, but from the Mossad, which is very
intense.
Yeah, it's intense. Like you take the hand and you turn it down, you
from
toss
the
it.
Mossad.
Yes, from the Mossad. It's very it's ruthless.
Okay, so. Legal, in terms of getting justice and legal rights, the action we need to take is, you know, learn self-defense.
Yes.
As a woman.
Yes.
Okay. You have shared some very interesting points with us. We are running out of time, but before we go, I want to quickly touch on the aspect of your life that is very different from this lawyer that you are. You're a content creator.
Yes.
Yes, and you have content platform called The Style Tracker.
Exactly.
Tell us about The Style Tracker.
So this one is very dear to my heart. I created it in 2000, I think it was before 2019, when I started being a lawyer in law firm as taking on my trainership.
Right.
So I always loved dressing up as an expression of yourself.
Mm.
So I said, at one point I want to do that. And I also wanted to mix it with the expression of hair. And I wanted women, black women especially, to have a representation of what they were not offered
mm-hmm.
in life. and also show them that they could have something in lifestyle that was so not far from soft life,
right?
But with Afro hair. So this is what drove me to start this.
To start the platform.
Exactly.
But you do a lot of dance as well.
Yes. I love Afro beats. Mm-hmm. And I'm a piano.
Right.
And before I started with ballet. So classical ballet. My mm-hmm. mother, she put me in classical ballet. I was in Ivory Coast, I remember. And in our education, my mother wanted us to touch a lot of things, mm-hmm. like music. Mm-hmm. I did the piano. I did also the dance. I was swimming. So everything physical and intellectual and also artistic. So I would do that in Ivory Coast. And when I arrived in France, when I was in Paris, I started to do jazz and then hip hop. Mm-hmm. Then when I started hip hop, it was a talent for me, which it should not have been, because ballet is structure, hip hop is no structure. Right. You have to
you just let loose.
Exactly. So it was a main thing for me. And I say, how is it that I'm struggling with something that should be natural for me? And then when Afrobeats came, I say, it touched my heart. It touched my heart. And every time I hear, I put it on my headphones in the morning, and I'm working like this in very happy, in a very happy and thoughtful mind and I would say
like in touch with your mind and your spirit. Yes,
you said it perfectly.
Thank you so much for being in the studio, Nelly T.
Thank you.
I think one of the main things that I took out of what, and especially just now when you were talking about the fact that your mother wanted you to touch on a lot of things. She, you know, equipped you with this. You went to this, did that. I feel like in a very interesting sense, this, our ability to nurture,
exactly,
is the way for us to close that legal rights gap.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
To get rights, to get justice, and to take action.
Exactly. Yes.
This International Women's Day, by equipping ourselves and equipping those that are coming after us. And it's so funny because, I mean, I have a daughter as well. Mm-hmm. You never, even with my son, mm-hmm. I never think anything is too much.
Yes.
What I always say is, everything you're learning is to give you choices.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
must bring yourself to a point in life
exactly
where you have choices.
Exactly. I think you put it right. It's the ability to have choices and to create this opportunity to have choices.
Right. Thank you so much for being in the studio. This was a very insightful conversation. I have to run off now. Thank you.
Mbadan.
Thank you and happy International Women's Day to you.
Happy International Day to you, listeners. And Mbadan.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Still the Nubian Lounge. The international news is coming up in just a bit.